Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Lots in my pot today. Thank you for sending them in. Always want more, so please do email them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, or leave them here on a comment on the video, or just send them to my page at Inside Out Style blog on Facebook. That would be lovely as well. Lots of ways to find me. The first question comes from Linnea. Would it be ideal to use hair accessories to achieve ideal color contrast or increase value? Could I use bling in my hair instead of my ears? Absolutely. Really, when we're thinking about using accessories, it's just not too many people use hair accessories apart from, you know, small children tend to. It's something that I often think of. I used to wear a lot more hair accessories when I was a young child than I do now because it just makes me look like a young child again. But it works for some people. So if you like hair accessories, wear them. They are a fantastic way of adding that contrast in, adding that detail in, and adding something in that portrait area. So if you don't want to wear earrings, if you don't want to wear a necklace or brooches or anything else like that, hair accessories, there is nothing wrong with that. Because they are around your face, they're going to be adding that ideal contrast into your portrait area, and that's really all you're after. How you do it is up to you, but if you like hair accessories, then do it that way. Okay, short and sweet, hey. Next question. Let's have a look at this. It's always a little bit scary when I'm opening these because I sometimes think, will I even be able to answer the question? So it's, you know, it keeps me on my toes. Sue's asked, my creative personality wardrobe is aging. I have lots of clothes, so many items are lightly worn. They suit me, they're in good condition, they fit and I like them and wear them. But should I be purging? If so, how? So that is the first part of the question. She's got a second part, but I think I will just answer the first part first. So when we're thinking about our wardrobes and should I be purging, because at the moment a lot of people are purging their wardrobes because they've got nothing else to do with their time. I always think it's really important that, you know, you only purge what is obviously what's dated. If you look at something and think, you know, really this does scream 1988, maybe it's time to let it go. But if you have a creative wardrobe, and this is what I find, is when you have a more creative, more eclectic, more innovative, more imaginative style, when your pieces are not from any kind of particular fashion trend, when your wardrobe is actually outside of fashion trends, you really can keep things an awful lot longer because they're outside of the fashion trends to start with. The more creative your style is, the less fashion trends will ever have anything to do with your wardrobe. You might bring things in because, you know, you enjoy them, but it's more about your creative style and expressing your creative personality. So when we are looking, if the clothes are in still good condition and they last and they suit you and everything else is great about them, why get rid of them? It's really only if they're dated and aging and making you look really outdated that I would say it's time to let it go. Or even they're in bad condition. But so you said yours are in good condition. So I say absolutely, there's no purging your wardrobe if everything is still working. So I think what you want to do is make the decisions is, are these clothes still working for me? Do I still love them? Can I imagine wearing them again? Do they bring me joy? Do they feel right? Are they comfortable? All those sorts of questions is, you know, it's not just about, you know, did I wear it in the last week or even last year? Because often when we have a more creative style, we might keep things so much longer and then bring them in and wear them a new way and twist them and wear them upside down and do all sorts of things. They're outside of fashion. So please don't think you just have to purge because that's what everybody else is doing. And really it's, are your clothes still working and do they work for you in a way that you want them to work? Are they still bringing you joy? Do you still, can you know, even if you're not wearing them at the moment, can you imagine wearing them again at some other time in the future? Because that's always something to think about. There's lots of different ways you can think about, you know, what you might ask yourself when you're thinking about, like, should I keep or should I let go? And time is just one of those questions. Fashion is just one of those questions. You know, there's the figure flattery. That's just one of those questions. All these things are, you know, separate from each other. And you've got to figure out what are the questions that really work for you, that kind of let you know whether you still want to keep something or you want to let it go into the future. Now, your second part of your question, Sue, is what seasonal pieces should I look for to give my look a lift? Really, it probably depends on your style to start with and your colouring and all those sorts of things. I mean, there's always going to be new fashion trends. Fashion trends come, they fashion trends go. If you want to add something new to give it a seasonal lift, I always go, well, look at what's around and think about, what do I love? What actually speaks to me? Just because something's in fashion, if it doesn't speak to you, absolutely don't get it. I don't care. Is it flattering in a way that makes me happy? And this is where I think developing your own figure flattery guidelines, knowing what works for you in a way that you like is really important, so that you only buy those trends, particularly when you have a more creative wardrobe. And I suspect things are going to last much longer in your wardrobe. Therefore, we want that recruitment phase to be more particular, because we're not going to be letting things go so quickly just because they're this season or turned into last season. So do think about what are your criteria for bringing things in. Will it be something you'll love for a long time? Is it something that you love now? I mean, I think when you have that more creative, does it speak to you? Does the piece like excite you and make you feel good and all those sorts of things that you want? Because you're going to wear it your own way. You're going to twist it and do things that make it yours anyway. So it's not going to be obvious in the latest trend way, in the way that somebody who has a more traditional look might, you know, be. They might need to bring things in to make their wardrobe more modern. You might not need to do that quite so much because you have a more creative style. So really, with any fashion trend, and it doesn't matter your personality with this, I always think about, does it suit me? Does it suit my colouring? You know, does it suit my own personal figure flattery guidelines that matter to me? Does it suit my personality? Does it say something about who I am? Am I excited about it? I always think, you really want to go, I want to wear this now. Before I buy anything, I want to be going, geez, I wish I could just wear this out of the store. I'm so excited about wearing this. If you're not getting that feeling, maybe you should leave the garment there. It's something that I always think that when I've made a really great purchase of something that is going to last me a long time, it's like, I love this thing so much, I want to wear it right this minute. So that is something to think about. Often the things that aren't as good a decision are things that, you know, we can leave in the bag for a few days. We don't cut the tag off for a while. We get them home and we kind of forget about them. All those sorts of things. That's telling you, you're probably not quite jazzed enough about that piece. So that is always my criteria about whether you want to bring anything else into your wardrobe from the latest trends is you've got to love it. Because in the end, you're the one who is going to be wearing it, and it's your money that you're spending on it. And, you know, do you want to spend money on that, or do you want to wait until something that you love much more comes along and you'll have the money then to spend it on that other thing? Okay, final question for today. Let's have a look. So Barbara said, my value contrast is my hair is medium to medium light, my skin is overall light, and my eyes are medium dark. So overall, a medium value contrast. I'd like to know what contrast I should take into consideration. Is it hair and skin over eyes? Because if I just take hair and skin, it feels too low for me. And this is why we want to bring all of them together. So if you are just wearing an overall lower contrast, because if your hair is medium light and your hair is medium light, that's more of a medium light contrast, and it's not enough for you. You need to bring your eyes into that equation. So therefore, you need to bring that medium, you know, make sure you bring those darker elements in. But I always think when the eyes are the small proportion, that's like for me, they bring the dark element in rather than the light element in. Some people have much lighter eyes. I always think, therefore, I want to bring only pops of the darker in rather than lots of darker in. So you might be thinking about, okay, if my hair is medium light, then more of my outfit's in the medium light with, you know, parts of light and then parts of medium darker. And that gives you your best overall contrast. But it's the pop, so it's the proportional amounts where you might want to go, I need to bring some in. Now, one of the other things I'm often notice is when I think about light colors versus dark colors, light colors are seen as more relaxed, more playful, more fun, less serious. We always think of dark colors are our serious colors. They're our business colors. So if we are in a business environment, we might want to wear a bit darker than we would ideally, because it says I'm serious and I mean business. So of course that always comes into it. And if your personality is more serious, that's another thing as well. It's like, I know I'm just not a fun person. Fun's really not my thing. I know fun is for many other people. Fun's not me. I don't need to be fun in the way other people like. Fun is really important. And so for me, my personality might demand some more darker colors rather than just light colors, because I am a bit more serious. It is my nature. So personality is always coming into this as well. So you can't just, you know, go, I'm just going on two things. I'm just going to go on this and this and that's it, and exclude everything else about yourself. You do also want to think about, what's my personality? What's my role? What am I doing? As well as, what's my physical elements? And this is when we get that most harmonious style, when we're not just looking at a few, you know, a couple of features. It's not just about body shape. I mean, people often think, oh, if I just know my body shape, I will be able to get dressed and be stylish. I mean, body shape's just one small, tiny piece of the puzzle, as is colouring, as is contrast, as is personality, as is scale, as is, you know, I mean, I can go on and on, texture, sheen, you know, like, we have all these different parts of us and they are all important. And the way you get your style is to intertwine all these pieces together. And that's when you'll become the most stylish version of you. And this is why my 7 Steps to Style program isn't just about body shape. It's not just about personality. It's not just about color. It also includes elements of, you know, understanding your physicality and how that is read by other people, how you come across, what you're communicating when you haven't even opened your mouth. It also shares tips on how to wardrobe and do all the things we want to do, how to create your own whole style, because it's not just about one thing. It's not just about one little formula that's going to give you all the answers, because it won't. It's about integrating all the parts of yourself to create your own personal style. So I'd love to have you in my 7 Steps to Style program. If you are going, I'm a little bit lost and I haven't worked out how, you know, what works for me, I will give you the tools in that program. And of course, if you've got any style questions, please do let me know. Send them to me, leave them here on Inside Out Style blog on Facebook. Or email me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. I would love to answer them and add them to my pot of color and style questions to answer in upcoming sessions. Thanks for watching and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.